and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plenith FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Gaga 104.6. My name is Mel. I live with a visual impairment, and in today's program we have our co-host Josh, who lives with William syndrome, and we also have two special guests, David and Jake. On today's program, we are playing some 90s music for you, as well as a story brought to you by the Commissioner for Disability about young people being in employment, and we'll let you know about our Facebook page as well. Up now we have the Backstreet Boys with As Long As I Love You. Boys with As Long As You Love Me. How have you been going, Josh?
All right, you could say.
You've had a bit of medical complications lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have. If you want me to talk about it, I'd like to.
Well, please tell us about it, because I've been missing you.
I ended up going outside at MSL and I had three big seizures.
Gosh, what's it like to have a seizure?
You don't know until it hits you.
Okay, do you remember any of it?
Not really, no.
And did anyone recall, like, what it was like for you?
Yes, One of the desk lady had to hold the front desk lady had to hold me. She said I was very, very strong, and I shook like crazy.
Oh wow! And did you have a nice stay in hospital? Or were they very helpful?
Yes, they were, but I don't like staying in hospitals.
Oh, why not?
I'm not a fan of hospitals or their food or anything. Their food really puts me off, and I wasn't allowed to eat for a day and a half.
Gosh, well, I'm glad you can eat now, and we'll go and have a nice meal after this.
I've also had two pancreatitis attacks, which is something that when your pancreas plays up, your stomach can get really, really tight, and then you can't breathe. And what? Because they gave me a tablet, which I reacted to, and it was a... I can't remember the name of it, but it started reacting really, really quick, and... my stomach started getting really, really tight after the first nibble.
Oh, goodness me. And do you think you had those seizures because of your Williams syndrome?
I don't know. I'm going to a seizure specialist who hopefully can help me find out the explanation and hopefully find out if I got diabetes or not.
Oh, well, Josh, I wish you the best in finding out what it was caused by. So up now we have a cafe review, the Chats Cafe out in Manuera, by our new presenter, John.
Today I'm here with John, and we're going to review the Chats Cafe. Whereabouts is the Chats Cafe, John?
It's in Manuera on Hill Road.
Hill Road? Did you have to walk up a big hill to get to the cafe?
Oh, I just drove.
Oh, you're lucky that you can drive. A lot of us can't, right? So tell me about the cafe, John. Is there any interesting facts about the cafe?
Not really. It's quite a small cafe with inside and outside, and you can fit a wheelchair in.
Right, so it's quite small. Would you say it's quite intimate?
Yes, yep.
Is it somewhere where you could take a lover on a date?
I don't know. Maybe. It depends on the bird.
Meow. All right. Yes, you could put some birds in there. They could chat away, couldn't they? So tell me about the accessibility of the cafe, John. Could people with mobility issues, physical disabilities, be able to get in and out of cafe and sit at a table quite easily?
Yes, they could, Mel. Yep. There's a ramp. They've got big doors so you can fit a wheelchair in. And there's one negative, though. It hasn't got a toilet.
It doesn't have a toilet?
No.
Oh, well. Well, let's go back to getting into the cafe. Did you have to open a door yourself, or was it some automatic sliding doors?
No, you had to open the door yourself. You can eat inside or eat outside.
Alfresco dining, huh? Like Paris.
Yes, Manure style.
Yeah. Maybe it's not a place to take a bird. All right. And tell me about the menus, John, because I find when I go to a cafe, I can't see the menus very well. They're either behind the counter, or the menus that are printed out are too small. So what were the menus like at the Chats Cafe?
The menu was quite good. It was on a blackboard above the counter, so you could read it quite easily. Plus, they had a lovely cake cabinet too.
Cake? Oh, I like cake. What's your favourite kind of cake, John?
Yeah, that's right. Banana.
You like bananas? Oh, I'm allergic to bananas. I'd go for a mud cake, I think.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yeah. So tell me about this, going back to this toilet situation. People with disabilities often need toilets, just like anyone else. So, well, where could you go?
I went to the counter and said, have you got a toilet? And they said, next door is a public library. You go and ask the lady for the key. And go into the library and use the toilet.
Did they say get a book out at the same time to read in the toilet?
Yeah. No, they didn't. No.
So was the library next door? Was it, you would have to go back out of the cafe and open that door again and go through another door into the library, right?
Yes, it was a complete hassle, really. And when I went to the toilet with the key, I had to turn the key. I don't know whether there will be enough room for a wheelchair or not.
Oh, that's very good to know. Wow. Would you recommend people going to the bathroom before they come to the cafe? Would you recommend just trying somewhere else?
Yeah, actually, well, if they're on wheelchairs, I will forget about that cafe. Yeah.
No, you wouldn't recommend this cafe for people in wheelchairs. That's a very, very good point, actually, because people with disabilities want to be independent. Yeah. And what's your disability like, John? Because you're saying, you know, turning a key and stuff. Was that difficult for you?
Could you repeat the question, please? Could you repeat it?
Tell me about your disability, John. Was turning the key difficult for you in your situation?
No, not really. I've got my cerebral palsy, so I'm pretty able, really.
Oh, that's good. Well, did you enjoy the cafe experience? Was the food good?
Yeah, I didn't have any food, but I thought the cafe was quite nice.
And how did the staff at the cafe treat you? Were they friendly and helpful?
They were very friendly.
Was it table service? So did they bring your drinks and anything else to your table?
Yes, they did.
And was the cafe very noisy?
No, not really. No.
Was it distracting at all?
Pardon?
Was it distracting at all?
Oh, no, not really.
Were there disabled parking spots outside of the cafe? And if so, how many were there?
There were a few, but three or four? Yeah.
Well, that's good. So would you recommend people go and try the cafe, even though it's not wheelchair-friendly?
But, excuse me, going back on that parking lot, there was a big parking lot behind the building you could park, but I didn't really have a look out there. We parked in front of the building, only three or four car parks.
Well, that's all right, and plenty of parking for your friends and family that want to come to the cafe. What rating would you give the Chats Cafe, John?
Then I will give it a 5.
A 5 out of what?
10.
5 out of 10. And what kind of things could be improved about the cafe, John?
I think more food, a bit more variety of a menu, and I think the biggest problem is the toilet, really.
Yes, and it is important, isn't it? Well, thank you for doing a review with me today, John. What's the next cafe you're going to go to?
The Coffee Club.
The Coffee Club. Well, they're always consistent. Let's see if they are accessible and up to our standards, eh?
That's right, yeah.
We grew up in the suburbs, got guitars for Christmas, and started a punk rock band. Then we traveled the nation, became a sensation in our 82 Dodge van.
up and shake what your mama gave ya.
Bowling for Soup with a really cool dance song on 104.6 Radio Gaga.
Hi, my name is Joshua, and today on the show I have a very special guest. His name is called David, and he is blind. And David, I'll actually talk to you today about your disability and how it's been for you. So I'll start with this. What was it like for you at preschool?
I can't remember too much about it, but I went to a school called Eiffel Blaxall in South Africa. I don't remember too much about it, but I remember more my primary school days when I went to Rainier down in Hawke's Bay. I found it really hard to fit in because I was the only blind kid there. I had a few people who were sighted who were friends, but I felt I was left out. My behaviour wasn't too good. And then, and I think it's 2007, my parents decided to move up to Auckland where I could get some help. And I went to Hormai, which is now called Blends Hormai Campus.
Yep.
School for the blind and people who have other disabilities. At the school, I got the help I needed. I had a lovely teacher called Mrs. White who taught me Braille. Well, who helped me improve my Braille. And it opened up a lot more doorways for me.
And has Braille helped you, like, overcome difficulties?
Yes. I think one thing, it helps me in a way because I get to escape into a book if I'm feeling down.
Yeah.
I get to read a good story, and it helps to make me feel I'm part of this world. I get to talk to people about what I've been reading, and it's helped me make friends.
What's your favourite Braille book to read?
Well, when I was younger, my favourite were the Harry Potters.
Yep.
And same kind of thing. Harry, he wasn't liked by his uncle, but when he went to Hogwarts, he had a whole lot of friends who really liked him.
Mm.
And he also felt different because he was a wizard. He's different in what J.K. Rowling calls the Muggle world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same for like being blind, even though I'm still in the same world. I'm slightly different to sighted people.
Yeah.
After reading Harry Potter and after talking to a lot of people, I know that blind people can do almost what sighted people can.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with technology now.
Do you have a machine that talks to you when you're texting?
Yes, I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
And I have VoiceOver, which is really handy for me. So I can go on the internet, listen to music, text, phone people, and so I'm able to communicate with anyone, really.
How old were you when you found you accepted the fact that you were blind?
I think it was around about the time when I was leaving Rainier, and when I was with Mrs. White, when she helped me out, and I began to learn Braille properly, not just memorize the book.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I've got to realise now that I'm blind, I'm different from everyone else, I can't see.
Mm.
It was a bit of, it was hard for me. But now, you know, I'm fine with it. Sometimes I still get a bit down. But I think what's really helped is I've got friends who are really supportive here and in Australia. And that's really helped me. Even I feel that I can go on now.
That's good. You got to keep strong inside of your heart and let your heart take you on the right direction.
I think that's what's really helped. I think also when I got the opportunity to, when I finished at Hall Mai, I got the opportunity to do a couple of classes at James Cook, English and a math class. And that was really great because I got to be back with mainstream students but still had the unit where there were other people who had low vision and who were blind. And so I had the best of both worlds.
Did you enjoy your school years or was it hard for you?
I didn't enjoy my first school. I did have a couple of friends, but I didn't really like that school. But when I went to Hall Mai, yes, things began to improve for me. My behaviour,
yep.
I'd helped to improve it. When I went to James Cook, I felt I was ready to go back into mainstream a little bit. And then when my family moved over to Australia for work purposes, I was in a lot more mainstream classes. Mm-hmm. But there's also a unit there as well, where there were other people who had disabilities. And it was a really good choice for me when I went to Australia. I did classes like other mainstream kids did. I did have technology to help me, and because I'd learned to read Braille, I could do, you know, read the novels, read assignment sheets, and it was really handy learning Braille.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was saying earlier, how it opened up doorways for me.
Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the day, but even though it might be raining, but just keep yourself strong and carry on in life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looked so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back. Though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. He put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. No, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Yeah. Well, now a couple hours passed and I was sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest.
Thank you for joining us today. Who are our sponsors, Josh?
I would like to thank Renaissance Group for helping us find I'm Radio Gaga, and I would also like to thank everyone for coming in today, even though it's raining, and Planet FM 104.6.
Yes, Renaissance Group is a supporting living provider in Auckland. And I'd like to thank our guests too, David and Jake, for coming in today and observing our show and seeing what we're all about. Well, you can find us at radiogaga.com or facebook.com/radiogaga104.6. And now we'll leave you with M2M, Don't Say You Love Me.